From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 10th at 8:56. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures have been kind of on a choppy side already this morning. On the overnight trade, we were higher. Just looking at things looked a little bit more, just a little more positive for the grains. CPI did come out about 7:30 our time this morning, and we are seeing a little bit of cooling in the March consumer prices. That's good news. However, we're still at 2.4% above a year ago. We do have a WASDE report coming out at 11 o'clock Central Time. Typically in April, it's kind of a non-event for corn and soybean prices, but it will give you an update on wheat. So looking at current prices, we've got May corn futures at 475 and three quarters. That's up a penny and three quarters. July at 481 and three quarters is up a penny and one quarter. December, 452 and three quarters, up 2 cents. On the soybean side of things, May beans at 10.17, up 4 1/4. July at 10.27 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. And new crop November, 10.01 1/2, up 4 1/2. Just noteworthy, right now, all the contracts are above $10. Yoo-hoo! On the meal side of things, we're seeing a little bit of leadership here with the July meal at 302.50, up a dollar. July bean oil, however, 15 points lower, 46.45. Keep in mind that crude oil has been down sharply all week long, and that makes it difficult for bean oil to rally. On the wheat side of things, we've traded to both sides, but May Chicago wheat at 540 and a quarter is down 2 cents. July at 555, down 3 quarters. July KC wheat is up a fraction as well. On the livestock markets, we've certainly been all over the place, but Wednesday we did see a big reversal up in the live cattle and feeder cattle, kind of nice to see. But right now we're struggling just a hair with the June cattle futures at 197.80, down 57. We've got August feeder cattle at 282.22, that's down $1.02, and June live hogs, 92.37, that's 60 cents higher. The livestock market is certainly trying to take a cue from what happens in the export market, because we have seen exports drop off in the cattle just recently, and we don't want to see that. Asia is a big market for pork, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. On the outside markets, the metals are sharply higher, with gold up $62.90. On the crude oil, May crude at $59.75 is down $2.60. The huge move down again in the crude. Dollar index 101.28. That's down 1.35. Big move in the dollar, a weaker dollar, makes U.S. exports look more attractive to foreign buyers. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 64 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 62 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Currently here in Urbana, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.